สายถัดมาเผื่อผ้าจะฉันทิ้งน้องทองเลยมันไหล You got to operate. Bring it up. I think you bring it. Okay. There we go. Yeah. Easier. Yeah. Slowly. Because heavy. Prepare. ยอมแพมเฮ็ดบ่เนี่ยต้องจึดนะThis is the ginger drink. In case any monk would like to have it, if you find yourself going to get cold, that means your sound start to change, the throat start to itchy, you better drink.มันฆ่าเชื้อได้นะจริงเจอจริงจริงสองแม่หกโมงเย็นเอลเอเหมือนกันนะเอลเอเหร
We will repeat Namo three times. Namo Tassa.
Ahang kamami tumhehi pime kamitabang. Okay, through word, thought, and speech, should I have offended or unintentionally or intentionally, through word and speech, hurt you all, may you all also forgive me. Not only the lay people asking forgiveness from the monk, it's a very good kind of practice to forgive each other so that it won't be an obstruction in your practice. Abhivadana sili sanichang buddha pachayino chataro dhamma vadanti ayuvanno sukhang balang. Sit and meditate for a while before the blessing. The ceremony that was done just now is very, very treasured in our Buddhist community. Because we human beings, right? We don't talk about monks, between monks. We talk about people, between people. There's always the case where unintentionally or intentionally, you will speak something that you will hurt someone, right? You will trigger the thoughts of certain things which you think that you doesn't agree or you disagree, and you will have the kind of the thoughts that are going to distort you in the path of the practice of meditations. Worse still, if that certain monk, he possesses a kind of attainment in his mind, and that back falls, going to fall on you. This is something inside the Bayasana Sutta. You can refer to this Bayasana Sutta. Ajahn Jeff has already translated that, and it's clearly stated very clearly, you see, through word, thought, and speech. So in order, you know, just a human being, sometimes between parent and son, parent and sons, colleagues between colleagues, friends between friends, monk between monks, you know. So when we do this kind of the act of asking for forgiveness, we are actually submitting ourselves to lower down our ego, to lower down our ego, to say that, okay, I've done something wrong, whether intentionally or unintentionally, I should ask for forgiveness. Because it clears your mind. It makes you feel good. And the other party whom you have offended will feel very, you know, he will forgive you. The kinds of relief, the kinds of pain the individual has suffered, you know, since day one until who knows. 1 year, 2 years later, he says, sorry, I've done something wrong to you. People will break down and cry. This is what I want to hear from you. This is what I want to hear from you. And it always open up your heart, because that kind of grudges, this kind of unwholesome thoughts, we always bear and grab hold to, you know, is a barrier, is a kind of distorted in the way, it distorted our way, you know, something blocked, and we don't know why. We don't know why. In my younger day, I remember when I was staying with Ajahn Jeff, you can ask him, every now and then you'll be seeing me carrying this flower and joss stick and a candle to his kuti, and I ask forgiveness for him. He say, what again? Again? Yeah, I bear very bad thought about you. Again? I say, yeah, I must be honest. I have the Holy Ghost. I say, okay, I forgive you. And it makes you feel very good, you know, because he's my teacher. And I cannot deny that, no, this is someone who has given me new life. How can I bear this, you know, ill thoughts against him? But you cannot prevent me from having this bad thought because I'm a human being. I still have greed, hatred, and delusion. I still have hatred. I still have anger in me. I still have that kind of pride, that kind of ego, you know? And then sometimes you just, bum! Why you do that? Stupid monk. You're, shit, why you so stupid monk? Then the whole day meditating, instead of meditating, you start to retaliate back. What, man, this monk, shit, man, how can you scold me that? Whole day, this thought just go through your mind whole day. And then after a few days, you discover that, hey, you shouldn't be harboring this kind of bad thought. Oops, okay. Then you quickly retrieve. Then get the flowers, joss stick, and candle lights. Go to his kuti. Then you say, again? Yes, again. until he knew. Every time I go, I say, what is it? And what this time? I say, so is it because of your honesty, because you there's a kind of submission to your teacher that you reveal the truth of yourself that, yeah, I may be a very naughty boy that bear all this kind of bad thought, but I'm here to say sorry. Even though I don't publicly talk it out, but just this mental thought, just this mental thought that streams through the mind already is a kind of stress, a kind of suffering, the kind of pain within you. Who knows better? We cannot betray ourselves, our conscience. We knew. Oh no, I better do it. And I feel very happy after doing that. And my meditation just progress. You see? Just progress. And the more we do it, then the more we feel gratified that, oh yeah, what the Buddha say is true, to be down to earth. Don't hold on to grudges. Don't hold on to your ego too much. Right? Sometimes we hold so highly about our ego, our knowledge that we possess, that, you know, how high know those things, we start to look down on people around us. They don't meditate. They don't meditate so hard like I meditate. They are not so well knowledgeable like I am, equipped with all this knowledge. You see, this kind of thoughts is ego. It's a kind of ego. It's a kind of attachment that it obstructs your practice. Every time when you're in practice, this thought will arise and you're not going anywhere. So you've got to let go of this ego. You've got to submit when you do something wrong. Okay, I'm sorry. What's so hard to say sorry? What's so hard to say, hey, what's so hard to be friendly, to be truth about yourself? So this is why we practice to cultivate our mind. If this simple thing we can't even materialize within ourselves, we can't even do it, then we'll be wasting our time all the while. Why? Because the more we meditate, the more hindrances will arise within us. And we will start to pick fault with people. The first fault you're picking is because we are so egoistic. We attach so much to our views. And all this kind of view is ego. And we cannot let go of the thing. We can't meditate. You know, we start to read more books to cover up this thing. The more we read, the more we drifted away. Why don't we just be honest and self-question? hey, what is wrong with me? Why this thought is so powerful that trigger all this kind of, you know, uncertain kind of feeling that you don't feel good. It's not right inside you. So how can you be joyful? How can you be at ease? How can you be happy? Right? So you got to clear within yourself. Right? That's why when we call asking for forgiveness, it's not sending you to death. No, just ask for forgiveness, because you know that the Buddha say that if we are in gratitude first to our parents that give us life, if we are in gratitude to the teachers that have given us knowledge and guidance and care in this spiritual path, then we won't progress. We must have the gratitude towards our teacher, towards those people had offered us help. The kind of gratitude, it makes you feel very good. Every time we think about it, we do self-checking about ourselves, you know? Okay, there's only goodness inside the heart. There's only goodness, no regret. And this is how we should be doing within ourselves. Then we can say that, oh, your practice is progressing. So today, I'm going to say goodbye to all of you, the member of the Sangha and the lay people who have supported this place, receiving all the food, lodging, everything, all this convenience that I've received, right? I appreciated it very much. And last but not least, I wish that everyone, both ordained monks, a preceptor, those people that comes to Wat Metta, be progressed in your practice in terms of your sila, your samadhi, your concentration, and panya, your wisdom. So the monk will give blessing now, receive the blessing from the member of the Sangha. Yatha variwaha pura paripurenti sakarang Ewa mewa nito tina petanang upakapatit Ichitam baditantum hangkipamewa sami chato sape purentu sangkapa Chandho panaraso yatha manicho tiraso yatha Vivanjantu saparoga vinasatut Mante bhava vantarayo sukidikayugo bhava Apiti silisa nicca buddha bhajaino Jataro dhamma vadanti ayuvanno sukhang Malang sapa buddhanu bhavena sabba dhammanu bhavena sabba sanghanu bhavena buddha ratanan dhamma ratanan sangha ratanan tina ratanan anubhavena catura siddhi sahasa dhamma khandhanubhavena pitakataya nubhavena jinnasavakanubhavena sapete roga sapete bhaya sapete antaraya sapete upadava sapete donnimi Tang sapete awamanggalang winasatu ayuwa dako danawa dako siriwa dako yasawa dako balawa dako wanawa dako sukawa dako hontu sapadadu karo gabaya wera soka satu cupatawa haneka Santo chate jasa jaya si tidalan la bang so ti bagayang sukam balang siriya yu cawano cabokang hudi caya sawa satawa sa cayu caciwa si ti pawan tu te bawa tu sa pamanggala rakan tu sa bade wata sa pabuta nupawi Nasada soti bhavantu te bhavatu sapamangalang ra kantu sabade vata sabadhamma nupave nasada soti bhavantu te bhavatu sabamangalang ra kantu sabade vata sabasankanu bhave nasada soti Pawan to thee.